All right, welcome back, everybody. Here we are once again. It is the Dom and Colin podcast. No Dom today. I am Colin here with you for something very special that I've been looking forward to for a little while now. I know Edge of Extinction just wrapped up, and that is something that we will be back to talk about shortly. I promise. Dom is currently traveling a little bit. I know everyone is going to be shocked to hear that, but for today's podcast, I am bringing in one of my real-life friends, a recurring guest at this point, who is a casual Survivor fan, and I non-ironically, sincerely find it immensely valuable to find out what the casuals are taking away from these seasons and what really sticks with them. So welcome back to the podcast, Casual Anna. Anna, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Happy.
How are you?
I was going to say happy whatever this long weekend is. Is it Memorial Day weekend? This is super embarrassing.
I get Memorial Day and Labor Day confused, but it is in fact Memorial
okay.
Day weekend.
Good. Happy Memorial Day weekend to you. I haven't seen you since you were at Know-It-Alls in Philly, really testing that casual status. But how have you been?
I'm still like recovering from all the Survivor talk in Philadelphia, but I'm good. I think that I will firmly stay rooted in the casual camp after that, but it was a great experience, met lots of nice people, like learned some things, and yeah, a lot of people watch Survivor apparently.
Yeah, turns out there are like 9 or 10 million people. It's just the same 9 million people for close to 20 years at this point. But glad that you at least didn't hate your time in Philadelphia. It's always great to see you and always a good time having you on the podcast. And I know you are loosely aware of this news, but in case anyone has been living completely under a rock, this time next year, we will have just watched the conclusion of an all-winner season of Survivor, and that's really been the talk of the town lately. So, Anna, I do, at the end of this podcast, definitely want to hear your takes on how everything played out with Survivor 38, and I also think we could sneak in a little discussion about this amazing season of The Challenge, if there's time. I know you really enjoyed that as well, but primarily today, we are going to be talking about the cast on Survivor 40, this all-winter season that has just begun filming out in Fiji right now. It's like currently day three. Someone has just become the first person voted out of this epic season, and I really thought it would be interesting to bring you, Anna, in here and find out which of these 20 cast members you still remember. And today we debut a new game. These 20 folks have been laid out in a 5x4 grid. Unfortunately, it's not a 5x5 standard bingo grid, so this isn't casual Anna bingo. This is casual Anna Connect 4, where we are going to find out if you can identify these winners by first name and potentially connect four of these people in a row, either horizontally, vertically, or diagonally. And if you want to see the grid, I'm going to use the photo as the blog photo for this podcast. So just whatever device you are listening to this podcast on, tap it a couple of times and you can see what the grid looks like yourself. I know you're not going to go 100% here, Anna, but I feel like you're going to at least get some, and we will find. I think there are a lot that are going to be in between, and I could go see going either way, and those are going to be the most interesting.
I'm horrified. I feel cautiously optimistic that I can connect four.
Okay.
Can I just be, if I get four right, I've connected four?
We may get to that point. It may be score 4 points by the end of this podcast. I should also mention, though, there are hidden on the game board 10 casual level bonus questions when certain names come up. I thought there were a few things I would be also, not only just do you remember their name, but notable things about some of these players to see what has really resonated with the casuals. And so those will come up as they get hit. And there is also, Anna, this may be the bailout for you. There is a mystery win condition that if you happen upon it over the course of the game, you will just win automatically.
Oh, great.
We'll leave it. Yeah, we'll leave that ambiguous for
I'm
now, and
concerned.
hopefully, if it doesn't come up, I'll remember to resolve that in the end. But
Please, please do.
yeah,
So
so
is that like an extra hard person? Like somebody you think I definitely won't get?
I don't want to say too much. But so, no
You're
matter
right.
how
I
many you get,
really
no matter how
like
many you get wrong, there's always a possibility of bailing yourself out.
like it. Okay.
Okay.
Is it Boston Rob?
I wish the game were that easy.
Okay, got that one.
Yeah, that is almost the place that I want to start here. The way I've laid this out is
Okay.
from top to bottom, I've labeled the columns or rows or columns. Which one's vertical and which one's horizontal?
I think a
Rows.
column is vertical.
Yeah, rows
Well,
are
a
horizontal. So
row.
I've labeled the rows A, B, C, D, E from top to bottom, and then 1, 2, 3, 4 from left to right. And before we get into Boston Rob, Anna, who I know you are desperate to get into, I wanted to just quickly start with there are two names here that I think are just hard 0%. So let's just get those out of the way, and we can move on from there, and things can be positive going forward. So
I appreciate that.
for whatever reason, you skipped a season relatively recently. You've been, I know, watching very regularly, just, watch it on whatever night it airs, generally Wednesdays, and then never think about
Watch it
that
on my
episode again.
DVR, yeah.
But you skipped
I
a
don't watch
season.
it when it airs.
Right. You watch it on Saturday morning, usually. But you skipped a season. It was season number 33. And I am quite confident you will not know this gentleman's name. Do you want to take a guess at the guy in the A1 square?
No, I have no idea who that is.
Okay, this is a guy by the name of Adam, who I think you're going to like a lot when you see him show up on this all winter season, but we don't need to spend a ton of time on a guy who you've never seen in action.
Sorry, Adam.
Yeah, he's going to be a lot of fun. And then in the A4 square, we have the winner of Survivor Guatemala, actually the first person ever to return who was originally a cast member on Survivor Guatemala. It is a woman by the name of Danny Boatwright, who played a really strong game 13, 14 years ago, and is going to be really interesting to see what she does this time around, with so much time passing in between. It's certainly someone I know a lot of people have their eye on, but casual Anna, I'm guessing you are not one such person at this point.
No, she's very pretty, though.
Yes, that is an accurate observation. So, with those two out of the way, let's get to the fun here. And the good news for you, by the way, Anna, is Adam in the A1 corner and Danny in the A4 corner are pretty good spots for the people you don't know to be in terms of connecting four. The corner is pretty close to optimal, I think.
Okay.
Yeah,
Yeah.
just because they're involved in fewer lines. So let's get you some points on the board here. I have my score sheet in front of me that I'm going to be tracking along the way to see if we can connect any fours. And let's go to the D1 square. We are looking at a gentleman in a Red Sox hat. Give
That's
me.
Boston Rob.
There you go. You are on the board. Boston Rob will be back for the all winners season. What do you think about that? About Rob being there, being the icon of the franchise? What is your projection on how he's going to fit in with this group of people that probably view him as almost potentially above the game at this point?
Oh, I don't know. He's just so cute. And I think. Well, maybe, I don't know. Maybe I'm insane for thinking this, but I feel like once you win Survivor, you've got like potentially like a little bit of an ego. I feel like maybe they're not
Potentially.
gonna, maybe they won't think like he is as big of a threat as like they might think, what do they always say on Survivor? Like you should like keep somebody around who's a bigger threat than you or whatever.
Yeah,
So,
the like meat shield plan of as long as someone is a juicier target than
yeah.
you're not going to be the name on the chopping block.
So that's my hope for Boston Rob, that he becomes a meat shield.
Sure. And in general, are you a big Boston Rob fan or is he just the one you most remember?
No, I like him so much. I really do like him. I would I he's my favorite.
Oh, okay.
I
Yeah,
think today.
I remember asking you, I think last time you were on the podcast, now that Jenna Maraska, hot Jenna, as you call her,
I
has,
love her too.
yeah, geez, a rough couple of years here for hot Jenna, and I asked if you wanted to potentially amend your favorite player of all time, and I do believe Boston Rob, was the name you came away with.
Yeah, I very much am thrilled he's coming back to my TV screen. And like a
And
little like salt and peppery, like it's very spicy.
yeah, I tweeted somewhat recently and was very proud of this one, so I'll repeat it on air, that Boston Rob is going to show up to Survivor with gray hair before Probst does.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's what is happening.
Yeah, it's literally true. Which
Oh,
is,
that's why you're proud of it?
yeah, it has
Oh,
come
I thought it
in.
was gonna be like funny or like I don't know.
Okay,
Like you
thank you.
should take some lessons from like what, like Liguori or Scally on your Twitter game.
Wow. Wow.
I don't even have Twitter, but I just knew that was a good one.
That was a line we don't cross. So I'm gonna make this game way more difficult now.
Wait, you made me delete my Twitter, so I feel like I'm allowed.
Last names are now gonna be required or you're gonna lose points.
No.
But here is your first bonus question along the way, Anna. Boston Rob won the game on his fourth attempt where the twist of the season was that when people got voted out, they did one-on-one competitions every week, and eventually someone got to re-enter the game. What was the name of that twist?
Redemption Island.
That is correct. Casual Anna, one for one in the bonus round.
That's awesome. I just remember Ozzy.
Yes, that's correct. So that was a slightly different season, but that one also had Redemption
Oh,
Island.
damn it.
That one, no. You're spot on. That Ozzy won like 10 straight Redemption Island challenges.
There's been more than one Redemption Island.
There have been three seasons that have featured Redemption Island.
Well, I'm glad I remembered it then.
Yeah, no, you nailed it. So Boston Rob, you're on the board. You're one for one in the bonus round as well,
Woo.
the bone zone, if you will.
Yeah.
All right. So let's move to another one. I'm pretty confident you're going to score some points on. Let's go to this bottom left corner here, the E1 square. We're looking at a bald gentleman with
Tony.
a prominent shoulder tattoo. It is indeed Tony. We have two connected people in a row here now, Anna.
Yeah.
Some prospects building. Are you excited to see Tony be a part of this all winter season?
I am, and I'm very curious to see the interaction between Tony and Boston Rob.
Yeah, I think it would be amazing if they ended up on the same tribe because I can't imagine that is going to be a relationship that can form any semblance of like trust or cohesion in the long run. So that could be awesome to see Tony potentially be like this season's version of Russell was with Boston Rob on Heroes versus Villains.
Yes, I
Yeah.
do remember that as well.
Yeah. So very excited to have Tony back for sure. We are big fans of Tony on this podcast. And the other person that I thought I was optimistic would be in the 100% chance you recognize this person. Right next to Boston Rob in the D2 square, we have our only two-time winner of Survivor, Casual Anna. At whom are we looking?
That's Sandra.
That is indeed Sandra. It is an old photo of Sandra, but nonetheless,
Nice of
certainly.
you to point that out.
Well, no, one of the most recognizable survivors either way. And we now have some real Connect Four prospects here and off to a strong start. What do you think about Sandra being back here for all winners, trying to win a third time?
Sandra. I know her name, but I honestly don't really remember her ever. But I mean, I've apparently watched her twice, but I don't know. She doesn't like excite me, but I guess it's exciting somebody could win three times.
That would be quite exciting, I would imagine. And I think you are going to, when you see Sandra in action again, really enjoy her. Particularly, did you see the preview at the end of the Edge of Extinction finale that she and Rob are going to be like coaches on the season before All Winners?
Yeah, they got those Easter Island heads.
That's right. I think they're essentially just going to be out there doing confessionals, talking about whatever's going on in the main game, and I think you're really going to enjoy your weekly dose of Sandra when you get reacquainted.
I hope so.
All right. Oh, actually, bonus question here from Sandra, or on the Sandra card. She has won 2 seasons. Name one of them.
Like numbers or names?
Either one.
I don't know why I asked. Pearl Island.
Wow. Wow.
Wait, shut up.
Wow. I can't believe.
Oh my God.
That's unbelievable. How did you get that?
It's like one of the only season's names I can remember because of fucking, what's his name? Rupert.
That's incredible. I thought.
I had no idea she was on that season.
Yeah, she won that season. She, Johnny Fairplay, do you remember him? He was on that season?
Yes, I do remember him. Okay, yeah. Maybe I remember Sandra now. No, I remember Johnny and Rupert.
Yeah. She wasn't a major character. She was, the time she won, but she was not, among the most respected winners until winning for the second time. And since then has been obviously an all-time legend of the game and is understandably going to be one of the people with the Easter Island head on the Mount Rushmore season. But I think Sandra on this third shot is going to be someone obviously impossible to ignore this time around and is probably just going to be out there hoping to make it as far as she can, but more just aiming to have fun. And I think that is going to be a fun dynamic with Sandra. There's an outside chance that you remember the last season she was on when she finally didn't win was a season called Game Changers, where she had this incredible ruse that she like screwed over JT by getting rid of all the sugar and then blaming it on him, and Michaela freaked out at him.
I don't remember any of that.
Anyway, I am anticipating that her performance this time around.
She's tricky.
She's very tricky. And that's what I think this time around, she's going to view it as I'm here to make, to pull off as many tricks as I can before I obviously get voted out.
Gotcha. Cool.
Yeah. I can't get over you getting Pearl Islands correct. That's amazing.
I'm honestly so proud of myself.
The other one was Heroes versus Villains, which I thought you had a chance at.
Oh, no chance. I'm upset now that I've used my Pearl Islands answer because that's really the only name I remember. Other than that, it's like Amazon or Outback.
Okay.
Or Fiji.
So you're a real purist, are you? Going way back to Casual Anna likes the old seasons only.
Well, all the ones now are like some stupid theme name I can't remember.
Right.
Because there's nothing to do with the season.
Right, exactly. That is a good point we may have just stumbled upon there, but I don't think the themes are going anywhere while they continue filming every season in Fiji. And honestly, maybe that's how this all-winter thing came about, not just because 40 is kind of a milestone season, but also just like they're running out of themes. They're clearly just throwing whatever they can at the wall, and at a certain point they're going to decide all winners is better than the 19th idea they have for a season in Fiji.
I have nothing positive to say about the themes, really, so
that's good.
The only thing worse than the themes are the tribe names.
Please run into Jeff Probst on the street and tell him that, because he puts a lot of stock into what the people on the street say to him.
Maybe I should make a Twitter again just so I can just tweet Jeff Probst.
I think that's not the worst plan. Jeff Probst really seems to only pop up on Twitter on Survivor premiere nights, but like season premiere nights, but that's fine with me. Like, I think Jeff does.
I guess
his...
I have to figure out when it premieres then.
Yeah, don't worry. Your DVR is going to take care of it, thankfully. I think Jeff is in a tough spot when it comes to overexposure to the fans, potentially giving him some bad ideas, and caring too much about the fans, potentially leading down some bad paths in terms of how the game is going to come across on TV. But neither here nor there for this podcast.
Well, yeah, I mean, what's confusing is if we're concerned about the bad ideas and are we just seeing the good ideas, or like, are these the best of the bad ideas? Like, that's horrifying.
That is a good point, that things like Edge of Extinction are the ones they're going with. Think about the things that are getting
Right.
thrown away in the creative room.
I would like to be a fly on the wall.
Yeah. I think I would go insane if I was a fly on the wall listening to them talk
You'd be
about.
immediately kicked out.
Yeah. So that would be a nightmare, but not a nightmare here, Anna, is having three hits in the bottom of the board here. Let's see if we can keep it going. This is not someone who is in my 100% tier, but thankfully you did get all three of those there. I have a couple people that I have as my like 95%. I think you got this. And one of them is the gentleman right in that bottom left corner in the E2 square, who, as a quick hint, this is a weird photo because his hair is tied back, but he has long blonde hair. Do you know who this is?
Tyson.
It is indeed Tyson. I was worried there for a second, but it is Tyson, who won season 27. And your bonus question for Tyson is the season he won was the first one where people played in pairs with their loved ones. What was that twist called?
Blood versus water.
Casual Anna, you came on
Oh my gosh.
so nervous about getting too many wrong, and I said, "Hey, I think you'll do at least okay." You were crushing it to this point. The only stuff you've missed are the zero percenters.
Oh yeah. Well, yeah, I forgot about them.
I guess
So
this.
wait, this is a corner of four, so I feel like that should count.
You've got a block of four at the very least. You've connected a block of four. And maybe this is slightly biased by the fact that I'm starting with the people I'm most confident in you
Yeah.
knowing. But regardless, it's still, I'm very happy to be off to this successful of a beginning.
I'm very proud. I'd like to thank the Academy.
Yeah, it would be a rough go of it if you weren't recognizing Rob and Tony and so forth.
Yeah, so far so good.
Yeah, let's see if we can make some progress in any other direction here. The other 95 percenter that I have is I may be a little optimistic at 95%. I'm positive you know the name. Let's see if you know the face of the young woman in the C4 square.
Poverty.
Parvati is indeed the
I
correct
can
answer.
never say that right.
Don't worry, neither does Jeff Probst. He says it, he literally was calling her Poverty up through the early days of her third season.
So wait, how do you say it?
Parvati, Parvi.
Parvati.
Yeah. Or if you're
Yeah, she's
Dom,
a
you.
total babe. I'm stoked she's back.
Yeah, she. Two for two in agreeing with you there. She has. Yeah, she hasn't played in a decade at this point, but I still feel like Parvati is going to be able to hang with just about anyone on the Survivor Island. It sounds like you enjoyed Parvati her first couple times around.
Yeah, I like her a lot. She's my second favorite.
Oh,
Well,
really? Okay. That shouldn't
yeah.
surprise me. It seems like Parvati would be right up your alley.
Yeah, she's great.
Yeah. So there is Parvati, Casual Anna killing it. 5 for 5 of the people that were realistic to get. And at this point, though, I have kind of a drop off in the confidence level of the remaining folks, but I still do think you are plenty live here to connect for. The person I felt next best about is the gentleman in the A3 square wearing a baseball hat in this photo, but much better known for rocking a black cowboy hat during his season. Do you know who this is?
I do. He's the Republican who won, and he fought in the war. Thank you.
You, I can't confirm. I would not guess that Republican is the worst bet in the world, but I don't know that for a fact. You are correct. He is a war vet.
It's a basic name. It's like Dan.
It is close to Dan. You're right there.
I don't know.
You're right there.
Can I get a first letter?
It would get, it's too easy if I give you the all right. We will you got I'll give you
I
half
feel like
credit.
I'm right, yeah.
I God, I feel so bad giving you a full X on this one because you clearly remember
He won
some.
against Chrissy.
Wow, yes, you are correct that he won against Chrissy in the finals. You're right on it. I am willing to give you credit for remembering
Thank you.
Ben is his name. Very close to
Fuck, yeah.
Dan. I'm willing to give that one. We may be running short on people to give full credit to, so we will remain generous there.
Thank you, Ben. I don't know how I could forget that. You're right, Ben.
Ben, and he was kind of the original Rick Devons in that he found like three idols in a row to make it to the end game, and then production tried to bail him out, and that one actually succeeded.
Right, the fire.
Right. And so, yeah, Ben is going to be back and an interesting guy to have in the mix when he didn't really win in the conventional way of kind of like being really great socially and politically, or even just being really good in the challenges. He just found a string of idols.
Yeah, you sound like a big Ben fan.
Yeah, big time. Big Ben fan? Like, all right.
Big Ben.
Yeah.
Dom's gonna love that one.
We need Dom here to make some British joke about the nuances
Oh,
of Big
really,
Ben.
Colin? I think that's a bit pointed.
All right. Much better Dom impression than has ever been done on this podcast before. So, solid offer there. We next will move down a little bit, and this could be a money square for you. Oh, hang on. I'm sorry. There was a bonus question for Ben quickly. And I think you may be drawing live to run the table in the bonus questions if the early results are any indication. You were right that he beat Chrissy in the finals, and his season was a theme of blank versus blank versus blank, where all of them started with H. What did two of those three H's stand for?
Oh, I'll do you one better. I'll give you three.
Wow.
Heroes, hustlers. Heroes, hustlers, fudge. Okay, I don't know the last one.
Two is fine. Two, you only needed two for.
What was
It's
the
heroes, healers.
Healers, 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 healers. Yeah.
Yeah. No,
Dang, got too confident there.
yeah, I'm definitely willing to give at this point full points for knowing Ben. Just it seems like HHH has really stuck with you. No. You were knocking it out of the park so far. Let's move to a money square, as I was setting up earlier here, near the center of the board, a relatively recent winner, I will say, who on TV looked much blonder than he does in this photo, just as a quick hint. In the C3 square, do you remember this gentleman's name?
He was Southern.
He was.
Oh, his dad. I remember his dad. I don't remember his name, but I do. He had a really nice dad, didn't he? They at the family visit.
That's right. Yeah, I can't give
No,
that
that's fine.
lenient.
Was his name Dan?
It was not. It is Nick Wilson is the name of
Oh,
the young lad
yep.
in question here, but you should get partial credit for remembering the heartwarming scene of him and his dad, but you won't get any credit for it. Nick, sadly, a critical X here near the middle of the board that I thought was at least in play, but that's how the game goes. And do you remember the name of the season that Nick won? This is not the bonus question.
No idea.
It was David versus Goliath, if that's
Good.
ringing any bells, and that may be
Yes.
an uphill battle. Maybe the theme will help. And here's the bonus question for Nick. Name two people other than Nick who were on David versus Goliath. I think there are four names you will remember when I tell them to you.
Keith.
Sorry?
Keith.
Keith was on Edge of Extinction.
Oh.
This is the season before this most recent one.
He, yeah. Oh, I do know. I know. Angelina.
Angelina is one of them.
And Natalie.
And Natalie is another one. And those were not either of the names that I had in mind. I knew you would for sure remember Christian and Gabby and
Oh,
Davey and,
I
of course,
forgot about
Alec.
them. Oh man, how did I forget Alec?
Yeah. But either way, hey, you definitely got the bonus question right again. And I think you are now, what is this, 5 for 5 in bonus questions, which is very impressive. But sadly, not going to get on the board with Nick there. But that's okay. Still plenty of chances to connect four here. Let's go to the other person that I have in this kind of like 80%-ish tier. Although, if Nick is any indication, maybe 80 was a bit of an overestimation. But let's go right next to Nick, above Sandra in the C2 square. We are looking at a Sri Lankan woman who won Blood vs. Water 2. Do you remember her name?
No.
She was also on The Amazing Race. Does that help at all?
No, I knew that, but she's the 20.
Yes, she is the 20.
But
Her name.
I don't know her name.
Okay. 80% was indeed quite optimistic. This is Natalie is the name of the woman we are looking at here. She was a ton of fun. She was a total badass in the season that she won. So I'm very much looking forward to having her back in here, but nothing really stands out to you about Natalie?
No.
Okay. Well, that's okay. Another middle square, not going the right direction, but that's it. We are very close to drawing dead. And, oh no, you can still run the table
Excuse
horizontally.
me. Yeah, come
No, you're
on.
still fine. Okay. So I guess let's take this a different route. Let's see if we can run the bottom potentially here. Let's go to the E3 square. This is a guy who looks a lot like Donald Glover. Any
Yep.
memory?
That's Wendell.
That is indeed Wendell. So I don't want to jinx it, but we have three in a row connected now here, Anna.
Yeah, but I have no idea who that other person
Okay. Well, I guess to completely jinx it, we have three in a row here. Your bonus question for Wendell, this is, I think, probably the hardest bonus question of all, but I thought it was in play. And seeing your results in these bonus rounds so far, I feel like there's a chance, at the very least, that you can recall in Wendell's season, he ended up in a tie in the finals with recurring guest on the podcast, Dominic Abate, who just joined us, in case you missed it, for a 3-hour auction draft of all 20 of these names. Regardless, he and
Yeah, you told
Dominic.
me I couldn't listen to that.
No,
Or are
yeah,
you saying
you.
that for the people
Right, yes.
who
I
listen?
banned casual Anna from listening to that podcast until this was recorded so that she wouldn't get any memory jogged of any of these names. When Wendell and Dominic ended up tied in the jury votes, the third person in the finals was a woman who had been in an alliance with them the whole time, and she had to cast the tie-breaking vote. What was her name?
All right, this is the hardest one. I actually feel good about this. Lauren.
Very close. Not correct, but you cannot be faulted in any way for going Lauren instead of Laurel.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. That's a solid 3/4 credit. By the way, I like the 2 times you announced that you feel really good about it, you've gotten both wrong in the HHH and now Lauren.
Yeah, I'm gonna try and hold any declarations of sureness
That's okay.
back.
Let's see if we can hit this corner just because I know you recently in the group chat for Podcast House Philly were shown GIFs slash GIFs of this Asian gentleman like oiled up for some challenge, and
Oh
everyone was
yeah.
fawning over him. I know you obviously would not remember him from his season. I don't think you ever saw it, but I thought it was possible you would just remember his name from that and could potentially connect four here, Anna.
I remember his abdomen.
That is unfortunately not worth any points.
It should be. I remember that Lita thinks he's very handsome.
That is indeed correct.
And I do too, so hopefully he never knows that I don't know his name.
Okay, well, for the official record, his name is Yule, and he is going to be someone I'm really looking forward to seeing. Just the idea of Yule being back on Survivor is one of the weirdest out of this whole cast, just because he immediately after Survivor became very successful and was already successful going into Survivor, but has worked in like politics and now works a high ranking guy at Facebook, and was always someone people considered to have no real like incentive to go back to Survivor. It seems like it might be riskier than any reward that could possibly come of it, but he's a really smart, interesting guy that may not get a ton of screen time, but I'm positive you're going to love what you see of Yule.
I already know I will.
Okay. So let's move to, I'm curious to see which way this one goes. Let's round out this top row in the A2 square. Another gorgeous lady that has won Survivor. I don't want to necessarily tip it by announcing which season she won, but do you know who this is?
I am appalled that you would think that I did not know who this was. This is the woman who stole my husband. This is Amber.
Okay. I wasn't sure if you would recognize her unless she was standing next to Boston Rob.
No, I got her. She's great.
Okay, good.
I'm very excited that she's out there.
Okay. What do you think about?
They're both out there. I think it's really cool.
About Rob and Amber being married and being on the same season.
I love it. I think it's cool. Like, we got to see them, like, fall in love on Survivor, and now they're hopefully still in love and playing Survivor together.
Yeah, I think that it's safe to say they're still in love. They have four or five at this point kids together. And that is, I'm sure, going to be one of the main focal points, both in the game and on the show, is having this married couple out there and the dynamic that adds to the game. So I'm happy that I was underselling your memory here of Amber, and that it is not purely Boston Rob's wife that you know her as. Do you know which season she won?
No, but I do have a question for you about them both being out there.
Okay.
Do you think, well, I guess there's no way to know if they'll be on the same tribe or not, but am I right in assuming like they need to be on separate tribes to have any kind of chance of making it anywhere?
I think in a perfect world, they would probably prefer starting on the same tribe, just because everyone knows if they're both left in the game after beginning on different tribes, they will get into the same alliance. It's not like they're going to ever not work together in any scenario where they're both out there. So I would guess if they could draw it up, they would want to just start on the same tribe right away and have it locked in, because everyone else is going to know they're a package deal regardless. So why not have that extra number for both of us on the same team and potentially reduce the number of people who are openly viewing us as a big threat together? But in reality, I can't imagine they're going to actually be allowed to start, like, that they would ever start them on the same tribe together. I think I'm certainly not ruling it out, but I would say it's tremendously unlikely as far as I would be concerned, nor should they be willing to do that.
Yeah. I want them both to go far.
I think it's certainly possible. They certainly know their share of people in the cast. I think Amber's honestly one of the most interesting players to me, because it seems like I was watching a different auction draft that was going on last night between a bunch of people you knew from Podcast House, actually, Anna, and Taryn made a comment about how Amber has all of the connections of Boston Rob and none of the threat level that he brings to the table, and that could be a really deadly combination. And just for the record, so to jog your memory, Amber won the original Survivor All-Stars in the season when she and Rob like fell in love while you know over the course of running the game. So certainly has a proven track record in these all returnee seasons.
Yeah, I'm excited. I want her to win now.
Okay. I would certainly be here for that. And I think with Amber on the board, we have this this B row completely untouched here. I wasn't sure exactly how to feel about any of these four, to be quite honest. I think all of them are in play to be pretty quick hits, and all are in play to be, I have no ideas. So let's start with the B2 square, one of the old school winners. Actually, in fact, the oldest school winner on this cast. He won season 3. Do you know who this guy is?
Ethan?
Ethan is correct.
Yeah, I got that.
Do you have any memories of Ethan?
Yeah, his hair, and he dated hot Jenna.
That is right. That was, in fact, the bonus question on Ethan. So congrats in advance for getting that correct. And yeah, Ethan, as I said, the longest time since his original winning game. He won all the way back in season 3 in Africa. And Ethan, in case you are unaware, is like one of the most just universally popular and enduring fan favorites in Survivor history. So someone I know a lot of people were surprised to see in this cast just because he's had some health issues in the years between, but pretty much everyone seems to be excited about the prospect of Ethan being back on Survivor, and so am I.
Me too.
Excellent. Let's go right next to Ethan. We have a bald black dude. Any memory of this guy?
Super handsome, but no idea.
I would agree, and I do know his name, unlike you. This is our winner of Survivor Second Chance, if that helps at all. He beat Spencer in the finals and Tasha also in the finals. He was
I don't know his name.
He was a close ally with Stephen Fishback along the way. This guy's name is Jeremy. Does that ring any bells?
Yes.
All right.
I mean,
you could just say yes. That's it, and I'll believe you. Yeah, I'm not going to quiz you any further.
Jeremy.
Yeah.
Yeah. He looks very nice. I'm excited he's back. He's handsome.
He is indeed.
So that's a win in my book.
All these guys are handsome.
It's a pretty good looking. Yeah, it's a pretty good looking bunch we've got.
It's crazy what a coincidence that is, that all these people who wound up on TV are this good looking.
It is wild, but I appreciate it.
Yeah. Well, speaking of wildly good looking, how about the B4 square? Let's close out this section of the board. Do you know who this lady is? Would it help if I told you she is widely considered to be, or at least a decent enough percentage of people consider her to be, the greatest player of all time?
Wow, I really wish you hadn't said that.
That might have been
no
harder.
Idea who that is. Yeah, like that. I'm like sinking further into shame.
Her season is tremendously forgettable because she just ran it from wire to wire.
I have no idea who this is.
This is a lady by the name of Kim Spradlin. Does that register anything?
Yes.
Have you heard the name at least Kim Spradlin before?
Yeah, no, I have heard that name before.
Okay, that's good. That's the name may honestly at this point be bigger than the player herself. The legend of Kim has really expanded over the years, and that is a concern I know a lot of people have about her going in, is that maybe not only the hype has gotten out of hand in terms of her actual skills as a player, just because it would be impossible to live up to the reputation that is developed about Kim, but also that the other players out there would be viewing her as the person who is viewed as like the one of the consensus greatest players of all time, and either want to take her down a peg or view her as a bigger threat as a result. I personally don't know how big of a role that's really going to play out there, but suffice to say, a lot of questions, I think, about Kim and what she can do in terms of playing against a really capable cast instead of probably the weakest cast in Survivor history. So really looking forward to Kim back on the show, and I think you will take a liking to her as well once you get to see her in action.
I'm excited to see the greatest player that's ever played.
Yeah, and I'm sure I'm doing everything possible to like jinx her, and she's going to end up being the first boot now that I've put all these proclamations out there over all these years. But nonetheless, here we go. We have a couple more chances to connect four as we have some names left on the board. We'll see how it ends up going. Let's clean out the middle here. Let's go to the D3 square. Do you know who this woman is?
That's Sarah Lucina.
Wow. You should get double points for knowing her last name. How do you know that?
It's just one of those names. She's a policewoman, right?
That is correct. And yeah, so it sounds like you have a solid enough memory of Sarah. She was on Game Changers, the last All Returnee season. Do you have any memory of the game she played along the way?
She has an accent.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
very really critical part of her gameplay is her phenomenal accent. Yeah, she's got that solid Midwestern.
She's kind of aggressive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, she was really in there mixing it up with a lot of big moves along the way, and is going to be, I'm sure, a ton of fun back out here playing what I'm imagining will be balls-to-the-wall Survivor yet again. So very much looking forward to seeing what Sarah has in store this time around. Let's take a shot here at connecting four. Casual Anna in the D4 square. Do we know who this is?
Did you do this on purpose where you made each one and each one hard?
I did not do this on purpose.
I have no idea who that is.
Would it help? If
I don't know, probably not, but let's try it.
You had a firm memory of her season, at the very least, when talking about Ozzy on Redemption Island.
She was on the same season as Ozzy.
Correct. That may not be much
yeah,
of a clue.
I have no idea.
This is a woman by the name of Sophie. Does that...
No.
She beat Coach in the finals. Do you remember Coach and his, like, religious alliance?
I do remember Coach because I remember his Tai Chi.
That's right.
But I don't think I've ever seen this person before. Are you sure?
I am positive that you have because we watched the finale together, and you and Diana came up to Bangor. And Diana, we watched it, like, on the DVR. And we were like half an hour behind, and apparently Diana later admitted that her mom had spoiled her on the episode by like texting her, and she knew who won like half an hour early and like was just feigning surprise.
She's the best. I love that she didn't say anything. She's perfect.
It was so perfect. Yeah, so there is Sophie, who was like 22 years old the first time she won, and is now like a doctor or something like that, some very successful occupation. So she's going to be someone that is probably going to have, despite still being on the fairly young side for this cast, undergone a much bigger transformation in a personal way than pretty much anyone else, even if they hadn't played in a decade or whatever. So very much looking forward.
Wait, why? Just because she got older?
Yeah, I mean, she was a student her first time around and is now an important person. No. Maybe. Maybe I'm overstating what Sophie does.
I feel like, I don't know, like maybe Ethan's journey.
Yeah, okay. Like... Listen, we can cherry pick exceptions here, Casual Anna, but...
I mean, all this woman did was get older and enter the workforce.
But, I mean, her first time around, she by design. Like, it was her strategy to be, I don't want to say subservient, because she was certainly a big part of the decision making, but to downplay just what kind of an active role she was playing within the alliance and be the person who Coach enjoyed just sitting there saying, yes, you're right, just tell me what to do, knowing that he would take her and she would beat him in the end, and that all worked out perfectly. And now this time around, I think Sophie maybe taking a bit of a different approach, especially now that she has a win under her belt. I could see a whole different side of Sophie emerging here.
Yeah, you know, it is pretty revolutionary to know that men like to think that they're running the show and stay quiet. So yeah, and honestly, getting older as a woman is hard, so you might be right, like, she maybe is the most transformed.
Yeah, I mean, she has blonde hair now. It's she cut her hair. Yeah, it's gonna mine it, there is,
well, sounds like I won't recognize her again.
That's what I was gonna say, is it seems like there is no chance that more than 1 or 2% of the regular casual viewers will have any memory of Sophie on this season. But that's totally, I don't care that they won't have any memory of her. I think they're going to enjoy
You're
her
excited.
This time around. So unfortunately, could not connect four there. And also, I have given away both answers to the Sophie bonus question. But in your defense, you already got one of them unprompted earlier. The question was going to be that she was on the Redemption Island season right after the one that Boston Rob won, which also had two different tribe leaders. Name one or both of those tribe leaders, and you've already gotten through the Aussie portion of this podcast. So bonus point awarded.
Thank you.
All right. We are not dead at connecting four just yet. We still have one path to victory here, but we need to go perfect here, Casual Anna. In the C1 square, any idea who you're looking at?
She beat. Wait, no. I actually do know who this is.
Yeah, I thought you might. I feel like you have a shot here.
I know her last name.
What is her last name?
Well, I hope I'm right now that I said I know it. Michelle Fitzgerald, right?
Wow. You are blowing my mind here. Casual Anna.
Thank you.
How do you do this? How are you knowing these?
Honestly, I don't remember. I have one question about these photos. Are some of these their photos and some of them, like, random photos?
I believe they are all their cast photos from the first season they won.
Like, I remember that picture of Michelle.
Wow. You were just constantly on the CBS.com
and then,
cast?
No, but then it's like, you know how some names go together, like Sarah Lucina.
Right.
Michelle Fitzgerald, but I couldn't remember the first one for a second, but I got that one.
Yeah.
I don't know what season she was on.
So, for the bonus point, I'll give you the season name. It was Survivor Ko Rong.
Oh, yeah.
For the bonus point, who did she beat in the finals? It was a controversial ending.
I have literally no idea.
Someone you've seen recently.
I've seen them?
What's that?
I've seen them?
You have seen this person. Okay, I'm being annoying and this is not going to work, but she beat...
Wait, the guy who hosts the podcast?
No, sadly not.
Dang it.
She beat Aubrey in the finals, and it was a very dramatic ending.
I think Aubrey's super nice and super smart, but super forgettable.
Okay. Well, did you remember that Aubrey was on the most recent season of Survivor?
And until you said that, no.
Okay, that's a, and I, as I may have...
Has Aubrey won?
What's that?
Has she won?
No, she made it to the finals and lost to Michelle.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah, and then she got to, I think, fifth place on Game Changers, the one that Sarah Lucina won, and then this time around was out pre-merge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, Casual Anna, I promise this was not done in a dramatic order intentionally.
Which was the automatic win, though? Or are you going to tell me those after?
The automatic win is still in play, potentially.
No, I don't know who that is.
No. It's not an element of getting one person right or wrong.
Okay.
But it sounds like you will not be connecting four as we have our final name on the board here. You don't know who this is?
No.
Would it help?
No, probably not, but try.
And this was the bonus question, but I'm going to forego that for the sake of potentially forcing a connected four here. Her season was Survivor Philippines, where her close ally was Malcolm.
Oh, I love Malcolm. Denise.
Casual Anna, you have connected four. You have done it.
Yay!
Victory is yours. I am very happy with the way that this played out. I can't believe that this worked out where the four you got were the last, like it all came down to the last two people. But what an epic ending to the podcast. Casual Anna, job well done on
Thank
Casual
you.
Anna Connect 4.
Thank you. I'm honestly, that Malcolm helped a lot because like Malcolm and Denise.
Yeah, that's, yeah. I thought that may get you there. And I thought that hint was worth it for the prospect of potentially connecting four. So awesome work there. And that did step on the Denise bonus question, which was who was her number one ally, but that's fine. Casual Anna, you have connected four and your final, so you crushed the bonus questions as well. So, really job really well done here. A couple other things that I want to get to before we let you go, but I will reveal now, that the board is complete and it seems like this is not going to come about organically. The automatic win condition, and this I thought was so tough that it to me just meant you automatically win. If you deduce this, all the players were in alphabetical order by first name.
That's just such a mess up thing to do.
I didn't do it. So the good
who did that?
I put the call out to to someone, to Austin, I think was the one who figured it out. I need a photo of all 20 of these people in some kind of grid with no names attached to them, and he sent me a link to a photo that fit that, and whoever made that photo, and shout out to that person, by the way, whose intellectual property I have blatantly lifted for the purpose of this podcast and podcast photo, but he sent me that, and it just so happened that having people in alphabetical order ended up making for a really interesting board, I thought, where it was very close to 50-50 on if you would be able to connect four or potentially get one or two. And so I thought it was the perfect way to go here. And so that was the automatic win condition. But who needs an automatic win condition when you can just win the game organically? I'm so impressed. Thank you for playing. You are off to a 1-0 start at Casual Anna Connect 4, and hopefully someday in the future we can get another opportunity to play. But before we wrap on this all-winners season, I need your casual winner pick. You are currently on a hot streak. You were the only person in the world who was a Chris stan during Edge of Extinction. Who of these 20 people stands out to you as the winner of Survivor 40?
Let's go with, I'm going to go with Michelle Fitzgerald.
Okay. An interesting winner pick. I was sitting here saying to myself, I'm positive Casual Anna is about to snipe my winner pick. Thankfully, you did not, but I did finally...
I was between her and Amber, but who's your pick?
I did finally land on a winner pick that I was going to sit on for the time being and wait to have a conversation about Dom with and get his at the same time. But given that you just said that, I will announce now for the people listening to this podcast, you almost did it. Amber is my official winner pick of this season. I am locked and loaded on Amber, and I'm glad that you didn't snipe her from me. But nonetheless, I'm happy.
Yeah, well,
that
I'm glad I didn't pick her because your picks always lose.
Okay, listen, I'm a solid 30-70 in the being right department.
Maybe.
Yeah. So Amber, I am locking it in there. At least for the time being. That is potentially subject to change, but at this hour, feeling a very strong connection with Amber, coming away the champion of this season. But Michelle, certainly a respectable pick, and actually, auction spoilers, both of them are on my team that we, in the auction draft that we did.
Gosh.
So
can I repick?
What's that?
I said, can I repick?
Anna, we're doing so well here, and I'm boosting your confidence. You're winning at the game, and then
who did Austin pick? I want who Austin picked.
I don't know who Austin ended up picking as his winner pick. I'm sure he will be happy to let you know, and we can report back with that information when it becomes available. But before we get out of here, Anna, I wanted to find out your casual takes on a couple other things. I tease these at the top of the podcast, but first, we at the time of this recording, just about a week or so ago, about 9 days ago, saw your favorite Chris end up coming away the winner of Edge of Extinction after spending 28 days or so off on Party Island. What did you think about that and the way that that season ended, where the guy who came away winning the $1 million essentially wasn't even on the show for like 3 months?
Well, first of all, I picked him to win, so I am a genius, but I thought it was exciting. I mean, I think people are mad because he got voted off and then was on, Party Island for a while, but I don't know. If he hadn't done the whole fire situation, I think it would have been weirder. But since he did that, I felt like he made his best play that he could to win. And it's not his fault he was on a season where he could get voted out and then still win.
Yeah. So you have no issues with the game is broken or this is an outrage or anything like that?
No, no. And he's super handsome. And I think he did a great job.
Yeah. No, I totally agree with the time.
There was
in
no
the...
one else I wanted to win.
You weren't
like
a,
by the end.
Did you like Devin's?
By the end, no.
You were not.
He was funny sometimes, but I didn't like who Garrett and I don't remember who the other person was with him, but they weren't very exciting. So
yeah.
I was excited for Chris.
One of my favorite texts was after you watched the finale, you texted me asking what non-casual fans thought about Chris winning, and I said they probably would have preferred someone who didn't get voted out of the game, and you said, oh, like Garrett or Julia, and yes, much like Gavin or Julie, I think that would be more what the casual
that's Lauren and Laurel. That's not fair.
You're right. You're very close to it. But moments after having watched the finale is a funny time to call him Garrett. But either way,
well,
yeah.
He looks like a Garrett. It's not my fault. He's very nice.
Yeah,
and I liked that family visit. It was so sweet.
Yeah, he and his wife. I can't believe you weren't rooting for Gavin after that.
Well, like I was, but then Chris came back. Honestly, okay. I would have taken Chris or Eric because they kind of looked alike and were both handsome.
So happy to see Chris take it down there. Any interest in seeing Edge of Extinction as a twist again?
No, not really. Because,
okay.
I mean, actually, that's not true. Like, if for the all winners, like if Boston Rob gets voted out the first episode, like I want Edge of Extinction back.
Okay. Yeah, I think a lot of people would like it back conditionally, but probably not want it to be like a regular thing, right?
Well, and also like maybe just once. The two re-entries, like when you get to re-enter the game and the game is basically over, that's a bit much.
Yeah, and not only that, they also just hand you an idol.
Okay, well, let's not be dramatic. Like, you have to do it right.
You do
Kelly
have
to... Wentworth had an idol, and she still went home.
Wentworth found an idol. Chris was handed an idol at Final Six by the producers.
Half of an idol? I don't know. The idol situation is getting out of hand. Like, just give, hide two idols and, like, be done with it. I'm over it.
That, okay, so you don't, you're not a get rid of the idol person. It's just a let's tone it down a bit person.
Yeah, the whole, like, once an idol is played, it, like, automatically gets hidden again. Like, I think once you're, I don't know, with some rule, like, post-merge or top eight or whatever, then there's no more idols. Like, come on, I just, like, or no new idols. If you've kept your idol that whole time, you should still be able to play it, but...
Right.
It's exactly like what you said about Dan, the war guy, who played it a bunch. Like, played a bunch of idols, and that's how he won. Like, that's not really fair.
Right. Of course, we all remember Dan and his idol string. And, I think they just seem to have come around on the idea of people brute-forcing their way through the game being a very good path to victory for TV, or the audience likes that or whatever. And it seems like the game has just changed irreversibly at this point, and that is for sure the way it's going to be going forward.
Well, it's not like you couldn't just win immunity.
You could win immunity. But what I mean is, it seems like the influx of all of these idols and advantages is what production, I think, would, like, credit with the show still being on the air, when in reality, I think the show would be on the air pretty much no matter what at this point, and the idols are often getting in the way.
Yeah, it's just, it gets kind of boring when, like, Rick always has an idol.
Right. Totally. So, yeah.
But that could just be because I didn't really like him that much, to be fair.
Right. It's always going to be a certain extent conditional in terms of it's a lot more fun to see play out when it's favoring the people you like instead of the people you're rooting against. But I think that is just the way modern Survivor goes, frankly, now, is get in there and get the idols or you're screwed. Or at least know who has the idols and do everything you can to work around these advantages that just fall from the sky, screwing your game over. But it seems like the days of just really solid, like, social strategic play being enough to get the job done are, as far as I can tell, pretty much just long gone. It seems naive to think that we may return to that point, unfortunately. Not that you're suggesting that.
I mean... Yes and no. I mean, like, you, I mean, like, what's it, Chris got the pretty soccer girl to play her idol for him. So, like, that was, he didn't technically have an idol, but then she played one for him.
Right. We don't need to get too bogged down in the details of all
whatever.
That, but there may, suffice to say, I have plenty to say about that when I come in here and talk to Dom about how all of that played out. But so you're ultimately, though, happy with Edge of Extinction as a season, seeing Chris be the winner, or did you not enjoy it as much as some of the others?
No, I fully enjoyed it. I thought it was a super exciting finale. Like, sometimes the finales aren't that exciting. So, like, this made for, like, a pretty exciting one. And I think it's kind of fun when you think, like, you know for sure who's going to win. Like, I was, like, Rick Devens is just, like, Dan. Like, he's going to win again. And, you know, it was, like, a foregone conclusion. But then to have Chris come in there and it was exciting and he did the fire thing and he's handsome, like, no complaints.
Yeah. All right. Well, speaking of exciting, handsome winners, we got to talk quickly about this season of The Challenge and our guy, Turbo, taking it home for Turkey. What did you think of this season overall? And is Turbo your favorite reality contestant of all time at this point?
Easily. Like, he's incredible. And he's so nice. He waits for it. Like, he helps everybody. He is... like Leon, he is just the best. I'm so truly in love with him. I don't think he's that tall even. So that's my true test of love when I love him and he's like under 6'6".
It's true. You liked the season overall too, not just Turbo. It was a fun string of episodes for you.
Yeah, the challenge is always so fun. I'm excited for it to start again. I hope Turbo's back and never leaves my TV. But now that he is a millionaire in Turkey, I don't know. But I hope he's back.
I
And I think
believe he is
everybody
back.
likes him. Really? I can't wait. I'm so excited.
I believe he is back. It's impressive as hell to see any rookie come in there and take a season down individually, but like at this point, I would be hard pressed to say that anyone other than Turbo is like the front runner entering the next season. Just seeing what this guy did, he is truly like a real world version of a superhero. He is unbelievable in every one of these things, and his mentality, I think, is much of what deserves the credit for that. He just seems like one kind of person where you hear about people who just refuse to lose. Like Michael Jordan gets a lot of credit for just wanting it more than everyone else. And up until seeing Turbo, I really didn't put a ton of stock into that. But this guy is just so determined, 24/7. It's
Unreal.
unbelievable, how motivated he is able to make himself. He can just kick his own ass unlike anything I've seen before. And I can't disagree with having him, even after just one season, after like 13 episodes of Turbo, he is easily a top 10 reality contestant of all time for me. He is amazing.
I just can't imagine ever being in a position where like my leg cramps and I keep walking. Like I can't, like that would never happen for me. Like I don't care how much money is at the end of the line. Like if my leg hurts, like I am stopping. And he like I don't understand it. But and he's like so charming too. And just like you just want to like give him a hug and like never let anybody say anything mean to him ever. Even though like he's more than capable of like handling himself. I just like want to like hold him and tell him that he's wonderful.
Yeah, I mean, he came in like Leon. He's going to leave like Leon, not like chicken. And it's awesome. I'm so in love with Turbo winning this season, and I think it's at this point, without question, my favorite season that I've ever seen of The Challenge. It's been a ton of fun watching all of that go down. Any other thoughts on The Challenge or Survivor or anything else?
No, I'm excited. When does Survivor come back?
Good question. Survivor returns to our screens. Right now, it just wrapped up the early season, so it'll be back in September, like mid-late September, and that will run through near the end of December. So be on the lookout for that. That's going to be the Rob and Sandra season. And then this time next year, we will have recently crowned a winner of the all. Whatever of the all winter season that we've just gone through and talked about. So that will be plenty exciting as well, I'm sure. Casual Anna, where can people be following you on Instagram, which they 100% should?
Thank you for asking. Just at Anna Klemper on Instagram. So AnnaKlemperer. Please follow me. I'll follow you back. And I don't know. I'm very excited about Survivor All Stars. What's it called? Winners?
We don't know
All
what
Winners?
I'm sure it'll have some insane theme name like Island of
Winners,
Champions.
winners, winners.
Yeah. But yeah, looking forward to it. And thank you so much once again for taking so much time and coming on.
Thank you, Colin.
I will. And I should say before we get out of here, you can follow me on Twitter at Colin Stone, Dom on Twitter at Dom HRV. Coming this week, actually probably already up by the time you're hearing this on Patreon, I am going to be doing a draft against great friend of the podcast, AJ Van Gilder, doing a must not be the first boot draft where we will draft these 20 players, and the goal is avoiding drafting the person who goes on to be the first boot. So whoever ends up taking the first boot loses is essentially the way that's going to go. If that would interest you, patreon.com/Dom and Colin. We also have a 3.5 hour, 38-way all winner draft that Dom and I did, which is still very much live. So Anna, thank you once again. Thanks to everyone who has made it this far. I am sure we'll be talking to you guys soon. Take care, everybody.